Good morning, I'm Erica Funky. Art Scene now on WVIA.
Yesterday, a child came out to wonder.
Aside from any personal associations for Joni Mitchell, there is something in the sentiment of this song that recalls the book of Ecclesiastes. Not just the phrase, to everything there is a season, but in the sense of resignation. We're captive on a carousel of time. Many people rise to meet another day and feel it's just one darn thing after another. But there are other people who view the world differently and see a world in a grain of sand and heaven in a wildflower, to quote William Blake. Instead of saying, stop the world, I want to get off, as the Broadway musical did, I want to get free from this round and round and round, there are others who see in the circle an image of wholeness and connection and relation.
From where we came.
That's how Dolores Hippler and Pat Harper have come to understand the circle. They don't dwell on it, but Pat did have an office in Tower 2 of the World Trade Center in New York, and he managed to escape as the second plane plunged into the very area of the building where he had just been that fateful day, September 11th, 2001. So everything is different for Pat and Dolores now. They make their home here in northeastern Pennsylvania, at Lake Ariel, where they celebrate their life together. But that inner circle of their love has many ripples, as their circle of friends here continues to expand in all directions, just like a stone that might be thrown into the lake they love so much. And they have formed something they call Poconotes, a word appropriately rich in circles, po-co-notes, to bring their energy and resources and love of music to join with others who are celebrating and helping to make known the music makers of our area, those who make us laugh and tell us stories about ourselves and what makes us who we are as human beings. Poconotes is presenting a four-concert season this summer and fall at the Waverly Community House in Waverly, Pennsylvania. And Pat and Dolores paid a visit to the WVIA studios with two of the exceptionally talented regional musicians who are taking part in the series at the Com, Charles Havira and Billy Rogan, each one with a brand new CD release. They sat around the WVIA interview table to talk and to perform for us here in our studios. We learned first about their love of music and how they came to establish Poconotes.
Pat was in the World Trade Center on September 11th, and as we've been known to say, that as he was making his way out of the building for what we now know was the last time, we just made some serious commitments to ourselves to not volunteer our personal freedom and to make the second half of our lives count in a way that we could, in a way that mattered to us, and live music matters to us in an area that we choose to call our home.
And Pat, when it did come down to what's important, Dolores is important and music is important, what were the influences that led you to say it's going to be this and not necessarily jazz or not necessarily classical music?
Well, I've been a struggling guitar player since I was 12 years old. Unfortunately for my neighbors and Dolores, I plateaued at about 13 years of age. So I've been struggling with the form for a long time. But I've always been of the generation that has been exposed to people like Cat Stevens, James Taylor, Joni Mitchell, Carly Simon, Carole King, and the list goes on and on. And those people have one thing in common. They have stories and music that has something to say. And, you know, having seen documentaries about way back in history at the early 60s at Greenwich Village and that sort of thing, people would walk back and forth, I understand it, and say, oh, there's this new person named Odetta, you need to go here. Well, does this person have something to say? And it's not a matter of technique. It's not a matter of does this person know this chord inversion, or do they have this cutesy machine that makes that really neat pinging sound when they hit that button? Do they have something to say? And that's always captured me. And being of an age now, that a lot of my philosophy came from lyrics of songs. And that sounds very trite and very silly, but things like the love you take is equal to the love you make. Excuse me, that's just another phrasing for stuff that I've read in the other books that, you know, supposedly tell you how you might want to live your life. So those sort of things that one picks up through osmosis in terms of the stuff that you saw on television, the stuff that you heard in the record store, the stuff that you heard on the radio, the stuff that your parents were playing, you know, all that stuff comes together in a mishmash. And for me, it came out in terms of who you listened to and what they had to say.
There was a wonderful gift that was given to you, Pat, from you, Dolores. Speaking of going to camp when you're little, you went to camp when you were grown up.
That's very true. 3 years ago, Dolores handed me an envelope around holiday time, and I opened the envelope and had this amazing reaction of, oh, how wonderful, followed immediately by a moment of abject terror. Because it was a gift to go to Jorma Kaukonen's guitar camp in southeastern Ohio. Jorma Kaukonen being the minor person who had this little simple guitar group called Jefferson Airplane and Hot Tuna, and at whose side I was going to be sitting with my guitar and have him go, okay, now show me what you can do. And all of these things are connected, and that's one thing that we've really come to find in this world, is that it's all connected. That led us to a little guitar shop in Oliphant, Pennsylvania, which had a guitar instructor there by the name of Pat Flynn, with whom I've been studying for, you know, years and years now. And having gotten to a level where I wouldn't terribly embarrass myself in front of Jorma Kaukonen, I've gone to the camp. We've been there 2 or 3 times now. And we're actually decided that we're going to start sending other musicians from the local area, deserving musicians, out to the camp because they need to know the Fur Peace Ranch, and the Fur Peace Ranch needs to know them. It's not a matter of them not already knowing how to play and what to play, but it's reinforcement of why you play and having something to say. And, you know, odds are, I don't want to crush the spirit of any musician in the room, but odds are you're not going to be flying the private jet to and from your 15-minute gig where they pay you $75 million. Probably not going to be the way it's going to go. So there has to be another reason that you play. And I know from having met these two fine people, Charles Cervera and Billy Rogan, that the reason that they play is because they can't not play.
Charles.
Hello. Listening to what Pat was just saying and what we have to say, Bill just did a show at the Com, and he's not a vocal songwriter. He's a tunesmith, maybe, you know. But as one person, Jamie Masefield, said on All Things Considered a number of years ago, it's what he says through his music and his fingers and his hands and what he plays on the fretboard. It's what we envision in our mind, what right. those sounds are saying to the listener. And it's equal to what comes out of my voice when I sing a song. So I'm thrilled to be a part of this, and not knowing both of them, but knowing of them and Pocanotes, I felt a connection to them without even touching their hand. And I'm glad that I'm with all of you today and to be a part of the next step of Pocanotes in northeastern Pennsylvania.
You are going to be performing, and it's going to be a celebration of this new CD.
That's true. I just got that on Saturday. It's a self-titled release, And on the 28th of this month, I will be in Waverly, Pennsylvania to play at 7:30, right before Toby Walker. And enjoying myself. Hopefully, it'll be one of those days where I could just relax and focus on just having a good time and playing some music, as I did so many years ago here at WVIA. We did a live recording with my old band, Freight Train, and I felt so invigorated and just ready to perform.
Well, then, are you ready to perform for us?
I played with the idea of possibly using this as a title of the CD, but I just chose to keep my name, but it's a song called Freely Be. I want to be free. I just want to be. I want to be free the way you are free of me. I want to believe. I want to believe. I want to believe that you are free from greed. So many times I've changed my mind. But now is the time to realize. I want you to feel. I want you to feel. I want you to feel that you could freely be.
These two guys here, it's not like they're kids, they're just starting out and such, but each of them are at a point where they're about to, there's a critical mass that they've gotten to, that they're about to now burst onto whatever scene exists. I mean, it's not that there's, you know, the early 60s Greenwich Village thing going on or that sort of thing, but they're about ready to flower. They're, you know, it's their springtime. And the thing about that, we're very, very proud and happy to have them involved with us, is because pretty soon they're not going to be playing, you know, Waverly Community House type places.
Introduce your colleague.
Yes. Well, this gentleman from across the table here, I got to see him, I don't know, maybe 2.5 years ago, maybe something like that. And he had a guitar around his neck and didn't know what he was going to do. But Billy Rogan just made these sounds come out of the guitar, you know, reminiscent of Cat King or Michael Hedges, you know, Leo Kottke, and so on. But with that inspiration, Bill's got his own feel and his own voice as well.
Thank
so,
you.
Billy Rogan.
Yeah, thanks. Music has been part of my life since, you know, I was born. My mother's been teaching piano in the house, so yeah, I just always kind of grew up with hate hearing music all the time, and of course she wrote music as well and things like that, but I actually probably didn't start playing music until fourth grade. Started playing saxophone. Yeah, I picked up the guitar in, I think maybe ninth grade. And yeah, probably about 2 years now, I've just been doing this acoustic stuff inspired by, like you said, Khaki King and Michael Hedges, and just kind of started falling in this acoustic music and just, you know, devoting a lot of time towards it. Every time I sit down with it, and even I go through my songs, it's always like trying it again for the first time, because you know you've written them, but again, you know, just like finding your voice with anything, you kind of tune into that channel. If you tune into that channel right, then all things should flow through you if you're there, you know.
And what are you going to play for us, Billy?
I'm going to play a song off the album I have, A Loss for Words, and the song is called Changes.
Billy Rogan.
Thanks, Billy.
When you play the same song for the 15th time, it's right. Fresh.
It's always fresh. I mean, that's why you write the music, you know, why Charles writes his music, and just like what Dolores and Pat were saying about doing it for the right reasons. You do it, of course, because you enjoy it and because it's a beautiful thing to create, you know, and to be a part of maybe something that already exists out there. Like I said, it sort of feels like you tune into something when you let go, you know, and the music just starts happening and then you start writing and then all of a sudden, poof, there it is, you know. That's what it's all about, and you get to share it with people, and that's why we do it, and that's why we have that voice to go about doing it. And Dolores and Pat give people like Charles and myself a wonderful opportunity to do that, and we're forever thankful.
You just mentioned playing in New York, and you've been out in the West Coast and so forth, but you keep coming back to Northeastern
California. Definitely. I don't think I'd want to be any other place. I really don't, because even though I was born in South Wilkes-Barre and grew up in Bear Creek and currently live in Scranton, I don't know if I'd really want to have another home anywhere else, especially if you're a traveling musician.
Right. It's a great place to come back to.
So how is it that Poconotes teamed up with the Waverly Community Center?
I was at my computer one day, and I received a cold call email from the Waverly Community House asking us if we would like to advertise in their annual events brochure. And my initial reaction to them was what it typically is. It was, of course we'll do this. Of course we'll do this. And then I was saying, gee, I wonder if there are venues. So I wrote back, and the whole time we were driving up there, I said, oh, please let it be the right place, because he's going to be fussing at me some more, and I have to find this venue within Lackawanna County. And it was just lovely. It is lovely. It's something that deserves more than a location where you make a right or a left. People need to stop in there and see its halls and its beauty. It's a little gymnasium, but we think it's just precious little gym. We think it's one of the many hidden gems in this area. So that's how we happened on the Waverly Community House.
And that's part of what you do, too. You want to make sure not only to bring musicians to our attention, but also the undiscovered treasure.
Yes, as I said recently, people that need to be heard need to be heard. We'll help to do that, and places that need to be seen will be seen. The Mellow Theater is another one of our missions. It's a lovely theater that too many people don't know is there.
And so Toby Walker.
Toby Walker is a Long Island-born individual who has been playing for some time now. He, like all the other headliners in our four-event series at the Waverly Com this year, is an instructor out at Jorma Kaukonen's guitar camp. And to attend Jorma's camp, they let guys like me in, but to teach at Jorma's camp, it's a whole other thing. And Toby is a person who, for some strange reason, in the late 60s, early 70s, decided that he needed to actually meet those old blues men that were being, you know, touted now in the, quote, blues scare of the 1960s. So he went down to Mississippi. He rode freight trains. He did all those things that, you know, on paper and in the stories and in the songs sound so romantic, but when you're being chased out in the rain from the train yard by a guy with a stick, not perhaps as romantic as it might have seemed on the song. But he's done those things, and he's learned those things, and he has that in his veins. And what he does with a guitar in terms of finger style, finger picking, is, you know, and I'm trying to learn this stuff. When I listen to him, I just put the guitar down and go, okay, I'll just listen. Because it's amazing what he can do with it. And as I said, we have four events this year, and our opening acts could not be more different. Our whole criteria for who we have perform for us is they have to be a good human being. They have to be able to see past two people who are not in the music business and are not spring chickens and are not wealthy, who just decided to do this, and see past that silliness and say, okay, yes, we'll get involved. And they have to have a musical something to say and the ability to say it, which is sometimes not the same thing. But one of our criteria is if you have an instrument, whatever that instrument is, and you can make that instrument speak and you have something to say, then you need to be heard. And we're trying to help make that be her.
Thank you.
Carnegie Hall actually hired Toby Walker to create an American Roots program that would be installed in all of the New York City public school system. So he's used to children of all ages, fortunately. All of our events also offer a guitar workshop in the afternoon.
What about the third and fourth events?
Last year at Couples Weekend, there is one weekend a year where couples go, and we spent 4 days with this particular musician last year. His name is Spencer Bowron, and he is from New Orleans, and he has written what they're calling the definitive song about New Orleans post-Katrina. And the interesting thing is our opening act for that is Pat Flynn. Now, anybody in this listening area should have heard Pat Flynn. He's been with Bent Blue, Mere Mortals, Musical Models, and is now currently with the Underground Saints, always in a support position until September 13th, on stage at the Com, he's going to take center stage. And even his fellow musicians are wondering what he's going to do.
Pat Flynn, he is one of the finer human beings on the planet, and the best part about him is he has no idea exactly how good a guitar player he really is. If he knew how good he was, he probably wouldn't be talking to us.
Yeah.
That's one of our criteria also. We have to have self-deluded guitarists who don't know how good they are, okay? It's just so they can still work with us before they end up playing the Garden and that sort of thing.
So that was three.
Yes, on November 9th, which is the only Sunday, and it's the Sunday because it is, Roy Bookbinder, and when Roy says it's a Sunday, it's a Sunday. He is the consummate storyteller. He will do our last show this year. He's the musician who, last I heard, was the one who made the selections for the acoustic stage at
Merlefest,
which is a huge, huge festival. And opening for him is, there's a story to this that I'm not going to share today, the Young Geezers. The Young Geezers is a trio. Two of them are professors at the University of Scranton, and one of them is married to a professor at the University of Scranton.
It's funny how we didn't set out with any moralistic attitude with this. It was, you know, we like music, and it's just a good thing, and it should be heard. But the people that we're running into through all of this, from the Waverly Com people, from the Mary Coviello people, from the Boy Scout people, I don't know if we're just serving as an epicenter for those people who are already here and are already doing these wonderful things. You know, I've often thought of the, quote, music scene in the arts scene in northeastern Pennsylvania as the spokes are all here. You know, we're just trying to be a little bit of a hub where you can just plug together, you know, on us. We don't do anything that makes the wheel go around. It's those things, it's the spokes that are there already.
And we come full circle.
Pat Harper and Dolores Hippler of Poconotes, with musicians Billy Rogan and Charles Avira speaking about Hear 'em at the Com, the concert series at the Waverly Community House this summer and fall. This Saturday evening, it's Charles Avira with contemporary blues and ragtime guitarist Toby Walker. The concert begins at 7:30. On September 13th, it's blues guitarist Spencer Bowen with the regional favorite Pat Flynn. Then on November 9th, it's bluegrass and folk guitarist Roy Bookbinder with the Young Geezers. Hear 'em at the Com. All the concerts start at 7:30 p.m. The Waverly Community House, 1115 North Abington Road in Waverly. For more information on the web, Poconotes.com, P-O-C-O-N-O-T-E-S, Poconotes.com. You're tuned to Art Scene on WVIA.